Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Before you hit the road, remember safety first with Fresh FM.
It's 7:49 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We are celebrating Valentine's Day on Fresh FM. There's just no way we were not going to do it. Okay, we love love on Fresh FM. We're very corny with it. And it does something nice to us. It really does. Okay, we spoke to... It was Rachel and Mervin. Okay, Mervin reaching out to us saying, "Listen, Ome Denden, please do this thing for me, man. You know, this woman of mine that I want you to make her happy. Okay, just to find out, Kanti, this guy has been with a woman for 14 years and he hasn't tied the knot. So we are scolding Mervin for not tying the knot." But another gentleman that did not wait 14 years, though, to tie the knot is Abuti Bradley Faneel. Bradley.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, my good sir.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing, man?
I am good this morning. Where's our queen? Where's Osi Bonita?
More, more.
More. Hoe gaan het vanochtend?
Dat gaan goed, dank je.
That's the spread. It's very, very nice to have you guys on air. Just quick backstory. You know, Bradley, will you tell it or should I tell it?
And I think you do a better job.
Will I do a better job? Okay. So. Bradley Faneel and Osi Bonita here, when they got married, can you guess who handled their wedding ceremony? Just take a wild guess. Take a wild guess. And I've always said that it was top three, one of the weddings that I've done. It was such a beautiful, beautiful ceremony, man. You guys. And I'm so happy to have you on air today, after 2020, and to see that your journey is still continuing.
Yes, sir.
Tell us, let's start off with Osi Bonita. Osi Bonita, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you? How have you been?
Good. No complaints. Loving love. Loving marriage. I'm doing good.
That's the spirit. Yeah. Bradley?
No, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. We moved back home from Windhoek, so everything is just Gucci, man.
What do you mean you moved back from Windhoek? Like you moved back to Wolfish Bay?
Yeah, we moved back to Wolfish Bay of last year, actually. So we were in Windhoek like since 2012, since we started dating. Actually, since 2011, since we started dating. Found each other there on the campus at UNAM. And then all of a sudden, after so many years, we just decided, oh man, let's move back home. Let's go start everything there. So it's just been an amazing ride being at home.
Let's talk a bit frankly here, okay?
Yeah.
You know there's two arguments on the table here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is. I mean, the one side, okay, people will say om vroeg te trou is a problem. Right? That's one. Om vroeg te trou, or like, you know, to get married while you're young. On the other hand, you have the argument to say, look, if you know, you know.
Yeah, straight up.
Do you understand? So, Bradley, let me start off with you. How did you know?
How did I know?
Yes.
Yeah, man, we recently had this conversation, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, the easiest thing for a man to do is when you are facing so many things in life, as a young black man, you know, you're going through so many things, we're learning so many things. When you just find the peace when you get home every day, you know, when you just find peace with that one person and nothing else matters, man. When you're together, the whole world stands still. That's when you know. And I knew that basically the first 3 months into our relationship.
You knew that, so that the in the first thing. 3 months into your relationship?
Yes, sir.
This is 20, you said 2011 even.
Yeah, man. It was the easiest thing because the first interaction with her was her giving me notes. You know, when I wasn't in class, she was giving me notes.
Mm.
So the first thing is she was looking after me. Mm. After that, you know, everything else was just falling into place. So that was the easiest choice that I had made in my life.
No, Osi Bonita, who did you besluit you gave a Bradley notes, not either blue, either blue tape?
I was a bit forward, you know. For us, it was for me, to answer your question, for me, it was an easy thing to be with him, like from the get-go, like me being forward, giving him notes, us being in class, you know, we were enrolled for the same course. So we worked together all the time. So me thinking of us being not together was a problem. So that was for me, it makliker om saam met hom te wees. Like, there was vrede, there was peace, you know, there was love between us, there was joy. So yeah, that was just an easy thing to be with him.
Okay, so how did he propose? Oh, there's a story there. Oh, okay, let's hear it. I want to hear.
Okay, so my husband, my lovely husband, approached my parents alone.
He approached your parents before he spoke to you?
Yes, during the week. No, but I was hinting, strongly hinting, like for years. Like, bruh, it's time. But yeah, he decided it was the week of my birthday. He was off that week, and he decided to meet up with my parents alone. And my dad, he was so surprised. He was like, "Heb je iets verkeerd gedaan? Wat gaan aan?" And he said, "You need to bring your parents, and we will contact Bonita, and then we meet together." And that was the start of it. And he asked.
But the crazy thing was, while I'm busy talking, homeboy decides he wants his daughter to go to Canada.
Yeah.
She must move to Canada. Hanagama had different plans, my brother. They blame Nettie.
They blame Nettie. Now, you see, in your case, right? She even needed to hint a little bit. Like, I'm just saying, oh, mess me, brah. You know what I mean? Now, the couple that I called earlier on, Rachel and Mervin. Rachel says they've been together for 14 years, but the homie hasn't dropped the ring. Now, in cases like that, let me switch back to Osi Bonita. In cases like that, as a fro, what mag jay? Fourteen years. Plus, that's kinders nog.
14 jaar, yes. Yo, ik weet niet. When ik was al 36 jaar. So there was no, you know, work and finances, and we must self stand for ons trouw. So yeah, na 6 jaar just take a when we started working, broer, he had me plan mak. Like, give him an ultimatum, like
Hey, but you didn't give me an ultimatum. But you know what's crazy is when you as you was a lay by Pakis and Fat Baby Pip, you know you have a certain time that you have to buy out the
lay-by. Yes, you have to
keep a lay by for 14 years.
Yeah.
So Mama needs to step up, man.
Now let's talk challenges real quick. Before we let you go. As a young married couple, right? Today's world, listen, there's thousands of things. There's social media. There is friends. There is family members. There is colleagues. There is, damn it, there's exes for that matter. There is, you know what I mean? As a matter of fact, you guys actually married just during COVID or just after COVID when COVID hit. You know, just before COVID. So, walk us through some of those challenges where you like out to check young is on there. You know, was fast done here.
Yeah. All right. I think for us it was very easy because, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of things since we started dating. With a lot of challenges, man. There's not really big challenges. Even when we had a conversation a few weeks ago, you know, it was more of we have to navigate our spaces with families and so on. And obviously the big one is finance, because, you know, when we get married young, you're still finding your way in corporate, you're still finding your way in the workplace. So it's a bit of a challenge when you have goals set out. And then obviously, you know, you have naysayers and people trying to come into your relationship and trying to say a lot of things and do a lot of things. But one of the main things for us was just keeping the space for the two of us. You know, it's quite easy for someone to step in and for you to lend the ear to someone that has something negative to say. But then at the end of the day, you're going to be breaking a bond that you want the rest of your life. So it just becomes easier when you, when it's just the two of you in certain spaces, in certain times, when you can just have a clear and open conversation. You know, when you can lay out your insecurities, lay out your fears, lay out your doubts, you know, lay out whatever what someone says, without fear of any reproach or anything. And then, you know, it becomes easier for you to do something and to move over and to really break through those things. So one of the biggest ones was finance.
Finance
was a big one. And the only way that we did it was I gave everything over to my wife because she's more chilled and she's more of a disciplinarian and organized with finances.
Yeah.
So, you know, she took over that. And then when it comes to spiritual, you know, I'm the head of the house, so I have to be the spiritual head of the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's everyone has their role in life and everyone has their role in the relationship. Just make sure you don't overstep any boundaries with that. And then it becomes easier.
I think that is incredible. Before I let you go, Osi Bonita, there is a saying that I read somewhere. I read this, I think, on Twitter or whatever. The saying is, she who finds herself a Damara man has found true love. Is that correct or incorrect?
I can attest to that. I must say.
Bradley and Bonita, thank you so much, you guys. You guys are beautiful.
Okay.
Trust
thank
me.
Thank you so much.
Everyone that just listened right now, we are all rooting for you.
Thank you, man. That's a blessing.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, man.
Crystal. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.